Welcome back, friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thanks for joining us tonight. What a bitter night. We're going to hear Song for a Winter's Night tonight from Gordon Lightfoot, that's for sure. Thanks for joining us on the Republic Broadcasting Network. There's a reason it's not called the Democracy Broadcasting Network. Because in a democracy, the mob rules. 51% of the government people and their dependents can vote to steal the rest of the stuff from us 49%ers in a democracy. In a republic, the rights of the individual are sacrosanct and superior and supreme above all else. The people rule the government. The government does not rule the people. The republic protects the rights of an individual. That's why they're so loath to use that word. And you can hear it, all the players on both political corporations telling us that democracy, our unique form of American democracy, our democratic values, our system of democracy, no democracy. We are a republic. Extremely important. We focus on the fundamentals. And for all the new listeners out there, I hope we have a few tonight, that you'll realize that a republic is precious. It protects your freedom. Better that 1,000 guilty people go away free than one innocent person go into the witch's prison. Dan, I'd like to thank everybody who's with us tonight. Gary and Chris, I think, are here. We're going to try to have Dave from Pruitt's Tree Resin on. I'm not sure if he can make it tonight, so we might take a rain check with him. We have had two emergencies today to deal with here on my end and our end, because if the people that we live with, even if they're across the country in another state, if they're not free, you're not free. That person down the street from me is not free. I'm not free. I don't care if I like them or not. I'm not the biggest fan of the LDS church, but I don't care if the Bundys are Mormons or not. If they're not free, I'm not free. So I'm going to do everything I can to come together and put it right for them. Okay? Because look, first they came for the Mormons, and I wasn't a Mormon, so I didn't stand up. I'm giving a spin on Pastor Marvin Niemöller's famous statement of the 1930s, during just before World War II, or it might have been just after, where he was commenting, lecturing on the status of the pre-war situation in Europe, i.e. Germany attempting to conquer the entire continent and the world. And he said, first they came for the trade unionists. And I was not a member of the trade union, so I didn't stand up. Then they came for the gypsies. I wasn't a gypsy, so I didn't really care. They were kind of sleazy. Hey, let them go down, right? And then they came for the political activists. And I wasn't one of them. I'm paraphrasing. I'm not getting his quote exactly right. I don't have it in front of me, but he basically said, first they came for the trade unionists, then they came for the communists. I didn't like them, so I didn't stand up. Then they came for the Jews, and I wasn't Jewish, so I didn't stand up for them. And then all of a sudden they came for me. And guess what? There was no one left to stand up or to stand with against the Wehrmacht. With that, I'd like to welcome Gary and Chris. Gary, how are you tonight?
I'm doing fine. Yeah, by the way, I don't know if Chris knows this or not. If he's listening, the gal that visited him at that facility, Rebecca,
yep.
She was picked up in someplace in the southern part of the country.
Ryan,
she's taking care of
it.
Yeah, we're going to get, absolutely, yep, we're going to get on her case tonight. We're going to get helping out with her case tonight. Those are one of the two emergencies we had up here. So what I'll do
another little note, that we talked sure. about Detroit last night, and it's very interesting. You know, I know I was, number one, I was attached to the 82nd Airborne in the unit. I was in that Strike 1 outfit for 21 months, and that was back in, I went in 58 and come out in 60. And then they had the riots in Detroit. And we had went through the whole thing. We're seemingly moving further north out of Detroit all the time, or west or east, however you could. And we finally moved to Warren. And there was the riots become so terrible that they were eating the Michigan National Guard up alive. Now, I know it's against the law, as far as I know. You guys can correct me all, but they where the federal troops are not supposed to be involved. But believe me, the people that were in Detroit and in the suburbs, including yours truly, And I turned to my wife, and we said that John F. Kennedy was going to bring in the 82nd Airborne. That's how bad it was in Detroit. It was absolutely devastating, and we were just short of a real, real revolution there. And John F. Kennedy brought the 82nd Airborne because the Michigan National Guard, Detroit Police, and the fire, it was absolutely nothing they could do to contain it. And my cousin was flying in from New York, and he went over they went over Detroit somewhat, and he said it looked like a war. He'd been in a war. I had to pick him up at the airport, and I couldn't go anywhere as near through Detroit because anybody going in Detroit, they would stop you, our own police forces. So Detroit has lost half of its population. That story is really, really big, and I was involved in 1953. I moved from the farm into the metropolitan area and took an apprenticeship. So it's a devastating thing, and it's getting worse. Flint's the same way. Saginaw's the same way. We have the same problem over and over. I thought I basically wanted to report about Rebecca, and I'm going to yield to that because I want to hear if you guys got more info.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Gary. Yep, we're going to get to her case because we're going to call on our listeners tonight to make a few phone calls, maybe send a few emails on behalf of one of our own people. Her name is Rebecca Barrington. She's in Nevada. She's been exercising her right to travel, and excuse my dogs playing in the background. I'm going to try to do this while they're romping around a little bit. And so, Rebecca's case. I want people to get their pencils and paper out and get ready to take down some numbers. We're also going to try to post up on, Freedom Scream Radio. So Sovereign Man, a shout out to you over at Freedom Scream Radio. chattango.com. So once again, people, you can follow this discussion tonight at freedomscreamradio.chattango, chattango.com. freedomscreamradio.chattango.com. And so I'll ask Sovereign Man to do his thing over there like he always does in stellar fashion. Daniel over at managing our courtroomwatch.com and along with the Anti-Illuminati Party, the JesusChristParty.com, and Single Parents Helping SingleParents.com. Rebecca is a single parent, so she qualifies. So I'm going to ask Daniel to post up. They've got over 150,000 subscribers now. Single Parents Helping SingleParents.org is rocking the world, and they're increasing by leaps and bounds. I'll never forget sitting at dinner with Daniel, and I think in one 24-hour period, and this went on for weeks, 1,000 people a day coming in to subscribe. 1,000! A day subscribing. It had to be the biggest, fastest growing website, and they're up to several hundred thousand now. So it's going really well there, and that's a place where we can get a lot of publicity out for Rebecca's case. Rebecca's a sweetheart. She has horses, and she loves animals. Yes, Gary, you want to interject?
No, it's Chris here.
Oh, Chris, give us an update. Yep.
Rebecca Barrington was the woman and up in Sparks, Reno, Nevada, who came and visited me multiple times. She was my saving grace. She helped me act as my special limited power of attorney, get paperwork in while I was there marooned. She brought me socks and underwear and things that I couldn't get inside that place that I really needed. She did all sorts of things for me, and we've stayed in touch since then. I've been trying to help her out. Not only that, she took into care her aging mother, 80-something years old, failing health, failing faculty, and she was taken to custody, protected custody, because of Rebecca's incarceration. So it injured two people by this perversion of these law enforcement professionals who do not grasp Crandall versus Nevada, Lawwell versus Lawwell, Miranda Super, rights secured under the Constitution, cannot be abrogated or negated. This is insanity that Americans have the right to travel without having to. There is no obligation or law that requires one to register their automobile used for private conveyance of their family and their own private shopping and things like that, not used for hauling freight or passengers for hire in commerce. when they're used for their private home conveyances, there is no law that requires you to register your automobile with the corporate state. And their way, they can steal it from you, claiming that you donated it to them and contributed or gifted it to them, and therefore it's theirs, and they want to pretend that you have to rent it from them and then maintain the license and the insurance for them when they should be paying it for you if you're going to be the operator.
Yeah, Chris, and first, one little thing, you got some background noise. If you can roll up your window or get to a little bit quieter spot, great. If you can't, we'll take what you got. You're doing great. I just want to see if you can clean up the background noise. Chris makes an excellent point. Now, for our new listeners out there who are wondering, what's Chris talking about? She has the right to travel. What do you mean we don't have to get a license? That's exactly right. Number one, the Supreme Witches Court itself has ruled in Thompson versus Smith that the First Amendment protects the right of the citizen to travel on open roads by horse-drawn carriage or motor vehicle without permission or license from the state, and I'm paraphrasing, without any restrictions or regulations if you're not engaged in commerce and you're just traveling from one point to the next, which most of us are. Now, the reason they're dragging everybody into the commerce situation, they're abusing the Commerce Clause of the Constitution, which is one of the most abused clauses in the Constitution the government is using to claim, well, under the Commerce Clause, anything that takes place that has anything to do with money, we own it all. They're claiming that because you buy gas, that you're at one you put in your car to go from point A to point B, even though you're just traveling and not engaged in commercial activity, well, you've used those Federal Reserve dollars to purchase gas. You're driving on a road that has to be paved, and we pay for that. So now you're, and then of course they combine that with what's called implied consent, which means when you sign on the dotted line to get a license, that signature that you put down there signs away all your rights and privileges and liberties, and you're basically consenting to whatever the government tells you to do in that car. And that's not a lawful, that's an unlawful usurpation of what, of the rights that we enjoy, the unalienable rights given by the Creator. And it's also a violation of their own court case precedent, which rules the right to travel. So there, and that's also the abuse, of course, the implied clause, just like constructive possession, which is a lie. You can't possess something if it's in your car down the street. That's not possession. You have to hold it. Consent requires overt permission. Your approval, and it has to be overt, and it has to be informed. They can't stretch this thing that because you signed on the dotted line to get a driver's license, that all of a sudden you've given implied consent to them drawing blood from you at a traffic stop with no evidence that you're intoxicated. They just want to take your blood and check it out. See, you could be, once again, if people accept the fact that you're guilty until proven innocent, you've completely given into tyranny. This republic was founded on the precept and the concept that you are innocent until proven guilty. And we have to hold the system and the police to that standard and basically keep them in check. Now, once again, Gary illustrated a very interesting concept. When the bankers can send all the jobs overseas, drive the nation through fiat currency into debt, the fiat currency is paper money that's printed out of whole cloth or out of whole tree paper with nothing to back it up. We've long since gone off the gold or silver standard. That means our money is completely valueless. It only is being floated on the, quote, good faith and credit of the United States. And the United States government has no more good faith and no more good credit. We're $20 trillion in debt. Because in 1913, people, the country signed, the Congress signed away our currency to the private banks of the Federal Reserve. The private bankers came in, they took over the issuance of currency, they set up shop as the Federal Reserve. They have no attachment to the government other than showing up at Congress once in a while and giving them a report and an update. Big deal. That's not oversight. And they started printing our currency and loaning it back to the government, which is the people, which is us, at interest. So every dollar that this government puts into circulation has been borrowed from the Warburgs and the Rothschilds and many other families, which include the Bank of Rome, Bank of International Settlements, the IMF, International Monetary Fund, and the Vatican Bank, of course, and, of course, the London Banking Establishment. They're all connected together. Don't think that there's many interests that are competing against each other. Unless you're talking about China has its own agenda right now, and I'm pretty sure that China and Russia are off the Rothschild globalist one New World Order reservation, and they're doing their own thing that's good for their own country. They want to make China first to Putin wants to make Russia first. Trump wants to make America first. I'm not saying any of them are good, because the people of those countries never come first. It's only the incorporated government and all its powerful taxation agency establishing and land and property grabbing, which is what they did to the Bundys out in Nevada. So back to Rebecca's case. Yeah, who's going to take – so I wanted to touch upon Gary's point, which was the troops have to come in to keep peace. We had a people, if when Americans go bad, when the bankers ship all the jobs overseas and drive our economy down through the printing of fiat currency, which I just explained, the Federal Reserve, they can destroy the economy to where there will be no other option for people than to go out and get what they can. And I'm not saying stealing is good, but I'm saying they drive people back into a corner where there's nothing else except welfare, except crime, except dealing drugs, because there's a drug war and it's so expensive that people are going to be, the young people in the hood, are they going to hit the streets and try to be Scarface or be Don Corleone? It's the only way to make any decent money. They can't, even if they were predisposed to work, they couldn't find a decent paying job. It's either go for, roll the dice and try to be a businessman, however you're going to do that, or go on welfare and just lick the boots and watch TV all day and collect your check. So, a great example of Gary when he was in the Strike One unit where they got called in to Detroit, I believe he said, and just like the UN troops are being called into Chicago by the mayor, Rahm Emanuel, now, and all his communist cronies, you're going to get people driven so far down deep into poverty that they're going to scream for the troops. Give me the troops on the streets. Come keep the peace. Give me the army. We got to have martial law, and it's going to appear to be good when it really is not. So it's an, and now there are very, I'm, you know, I'm a small government guy, people. Occasionally there's an application for government. It's rare. It's when there's a massive civil disturbance, usually orchestrated by international globalist organizations, whether it's Soros or via the Black Lives Matter, Antifa, or the Ku Klux Klan, or whatever other intelligence agency front group is being set up, and we can trace them all back to the three-letter agencies. That's how they maintain control. That, we'll be right back and talk more about this after the break. It's Eric DeFries.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel, great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer, it works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of $30, $40, $50, or $100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Nature's weak, telling you something's wrong. It's nature's weak, telling you in a song. It's nature's way of receiving you. It's nature's way of retrieving you. It's nature's way of telling you something's wrong. It's nature's way of telling you from the breeze. It's nature's way.
There is something seriously wrong out there, and we see it often in this what we do here, which is an activism show. And don't forget, thanks for indulging us on the music, people. I like to let the music go a little long sometimes. I think that song was appropriate. There's definitely nature's way of telling us something's wrong. I'm going to get to that one in a second. And I know we have many persecuted patriots who are languishing and locked up in the witch's prison for doing nothing more than exercising their, and I'm not talking about doing things that are, you know, out of hand, like driving down the wrong side of the road and calling it freedom. No, we're talking about people who are giving Second Amendment speeches in front of large groups, running for political office, challenging the system, trying to return us to a constitutional republic instead of this globalist New World Order democracy. Don't forget, both political parties are pimping the New World Order. Bush announced it. Obama ran right with it. Trump's doing nothing different. So I know we have a lot of persecuted patriots languishing in the witch's prison. Nice for them to get to hear an extra little bit of music. And it's we had a situation
Gary,
here tonight. Sure, Gary, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Gary. Just real quick, like 2 points of interest, I think. One is when you're talking about the right to travel. I have all of Gramsci stuff here on the right to travel. But what they do, the certificate of origin is produced by the manufacturer of the car, then it goes to the dealer, and the dealer gets a license from the state, and then they turn over the certificate of origin to the state at that time. Now, knowing all this, I tried several times to get the certificate of origin, but I could never get it. And as soon as you really go after them for that, then you paid attention from different authorities from the state of Michigan, okay? So they really make it difficult on you. The second point of interest is that we mentioned Detroit and how the people, including yours truly, and I know it was against the law, was so happy. And when we were in that Strike One group, and by the way, I didn't go to Detroit. I was out of service by then at that time. And and we had a one-star general, General Harris, I won't forget him. He said that there'll be a time, the way it's looking, because we had all the riots in the South when I was in there, he says that the people will clamor to have the military, our military out there, and you guys be proud and you stand up for for what's right and all those horsemen they go through, because they'll be clamoring for the federal government to send in the troops to calm the city. Well, I saw that in Detroit myself. We were living in a suburb called Warren, and I saw it myself because it was just devastating. Us folks who had jobs in the city, we could not go to those jobs. It was absolutely a war zone. And it was so sad to see that happen, because Detroit in 1953, when I moved there from the farm, it was absolutely a giant of a city. And jobs everywhere you looked at factories, every place you went, they had factories. And it was just unbelievable the amount of people that were being employed in the city of Detroit. And, of course, in Detroit, you have two cities that live within the city of Detroit. One is Hamtramck, and the other is Highland Park. Hamtramck is where the Polish people settled. And, of course, Chevrolet had some big plants in the Hamtramck area because they had good workers. And then the Highland Park was the place of where Henry Ford built his first cars, the Highland Park Ford Motor Company. So it had a great history.
Now if you take a look at Hamtramck and the Detroit area, this is the single, if I'm not mistaken, the single largest Muslim population now in the country. Now, I'm not saying there's a problem with Muslim people. I'm just saying
the Muslims
are taken down
was Detroit,
because you are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting.
We gotta go.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks, but remember, being a few years younger, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. You got the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's Resurrect the Republic. Tonight it's Eric the Freedom Screamer. Tom LaCavara is still feeling under the weather. Tom shall return. Tonight you got Eric the Freedom Screamer with Gary and Chris. So thanks for staying with us. We appreciate you supporting the network. We're going to do a quick little commercials here. A couple of little promotionals for the network. And for Pruitt's Tree Resin, people get out your pen and pencil. Because, look, this network relies upon your help, right? Relies upon you to stay alive. If people didn't donate, this network would go away. This is truly public broadcasting, and this is where the truth is. This is where the hardcores hang out. You want to listen to another network just telling you that Donald Trump's great all day, or that somehow the Democrats are the solution to him? It's like Chris says, it's a ruse to confuse. You're doomed either way because both political corporations, the Democratic National Corporation and the Republican National Corporation, which are incorporated entities, not political parties, they have the same shareholders. What do you think they're going to do? They're going to do the left-right tango and take all of our money and property along the way. They've gotten just about there with all 10 of the planks of the Communist Manifesto already in place in the U.S., either directly or indirectly through regulation and code infringements. So people, please support the network if you'd like to do it by mail. The address is... I'm trying to find the address that Mike gave me the other day. And it is not in front of me.
Looking for your address. I did have a request on my e-text that someone wanted you to give out the Vizar or Victor General and the bishop and stuff up there in the Jesuit Club in Northern Nevada to call on Rebecca Barrington's behalf.
Well, we're going to get to that. Absolutely, Chris. We're going to encourage, but I wanted to give it a little time because I know we have listeners kind of coming in at different points throughout the first hour. I kind of wanted to wait till everybody was here, so to speak. And then, so during this next half hour, I want people to write down, you know, how to support the network. And I'm not finding the damn address. I apologize. Mike on the board will give that to me shortly. He doesn't have to do it right now, but during the next break. So why don't we do that? So what we'll do now is give out some information to do a phone blitz for Rebecca Barrington. We need public pressure. Your voice does matter, people. I've seen it happen. I was skeptical at first, as, you know, wondering if just the phone calls, you know, make any difference in any of these cases. And let me tell you, they do. One of the vicars in Connecticut, I think, we were filling their mailbox every day, you know, before noon, and they were getting so many calls, they had to let this woman go. And she was really, truly a persecuted patriot, because she heard the cop over the radio when he was calling in her information say, use the word effing sovereign citizen. He was exclaiming that she was coming back as a quote. Now, you know, we know the whole oxymoron with sovereign citizen. What they were saying was she's a patriot. They come up with an oxymoron. Once again, it's like constructive possession. It's a lie. There's no such thing as a sovereign citizen. You're either sovereign, which is free, or you're a citizen, which is a subject. So, and don't forget, look into your Roman history. It just happened a long time ago in the year 212 A.D. All free men of the Roman Empire became citizens. There's a jump when you go to from freedom, a free man, to a citizen. When you're a citizen, you're a subject who is subject to the codes, rules, and regulations of the incorporated entity that you're a citizen of. You should be a citizen of nothing. Your citizenship is free man. If you want to say resident of New York State, New York, or something like that, you can say, what's the, some of the other terms people like to use, non-resident, or what is it, Chris? Chris will jump in. How would you put it if you were a citizen of your state? A state national.
You're a non-citizen state national or non-citizen Oklahoma national, non-citizen Oklahoma free man or free woman on the land.
There you go. That's what I was looking for. A non-citizen state national. So you're accountable only because we have to remember, people, this was a confederation of states, each one its own nation state, having its own way of doing life and business and setting up the structures. And people who want freedom can gravitate towards the states that are more free. And unfortunately, every state in the union right now has tyranny. But this whole federalization thing is very dangerous. And so we're going to get to some information for people to support Rebecca Barrington. She's the woman who, for any of our listeners who are new to this, the gentleman I'm talking with right now, Chris in Las Vegas, was forcibly incarcerated in a psychiatric hospital against his will for what, almost 2 months, including the time in the jail before he went there, with a judge that came out of retirement specifically. Her name's Nancy Becker. She usurped another judge in this case. The woman doesn't even have a state bar license, only the county. And she manages her own attorney, a law firm called Advanced Resolution Management, where she basically makes money in the private sector on the statutes that she's enforcing through her position in the witch's court. Comes out, and now keep in mind, this, what she's doing is exactly what they're accusing the foreign people of doing in this new executive order, where they're going after Benjamin Baumel of Sudan and Yang Gang Mao of Burma and all these guys who are only doing what Nancy Pelosi and Charles Schumer and George Bush and Dick Cheney did. Same, same. So that's why this new executive order is very scary and it's hypocritical. And has anybody found a number for it? There's no number, apparently. I couldn't find one either. I heard another radio talk show host, God bless her soul, does a local broadcast up here touching on the Bundy trial, breaking it right down in a very succinct fashion, and also the executive order that we've discussed previously this week on this broadcast. So anyway, so what we're going to do is we're going to do a phone blitz on the court and just require them to let Rebecca out of the witch's prison. You don't have to use that word, but let her go on her own recognizance. They got her set at $3,500 bail for a right to travel. And she's been dragged into the witch's court before. She always shows up in court. So she's got a history of she's on an offensive action in a higher federal witch's court, suing the lower courts. Of course, that's why they're coming after her all the time when they see her driving around. They're going to be holding her until she comes up with thousands of dollars. Meanwhile, she's got horses to take care of. She's a real patriot, and she really did help out Chris. And without her showing up at the hospital and keeping his case alive, as we tried to do here on the Resurrect the Republic and Freedom Scream Radio, keep Chris's case alive and just keep the calls coming. We didn't want to overdo it and get him screwed where he'd lose his phone privileges. So But we had, I think it was the perfect amount of pressure. And I know someone personally who talked to the Archbishop. And that, I think, had a lot to do with it, because it was very shortly after that that the witch's prison door flung open and Chris walked out. But putting the pressure on the Archbishop's office or his subordinate, the Vicar General, there's one in a city near you, probably the city that you live in. The Vicar General in this case, Chris, I'm going to pull up the text here. If I lose you all, Chris, you're going to take over the broadcast, and Mike on the board is going to call me right back. All right, so people, if you want to help out Rebecca, she's a real patriot, and she put her time where her, you know, she's done it for the freedom movement, and I've seen her do it. And like Chris said, Chris, I mean, it's part of his survival was due to Rebecca showing up multiple times. The people of the staff in the hospital that manage it, the courts, they hear about the visitors and the phone calls, and they say, wow, this one's getting kind of popular. They're talking about it on the RBN network every night. We have people coming to visit him and a lot of people calling from different states. It does make a difference. So, people, call on Rebecca's behalf. After that long build-up, I was hoping that would be enough time for y'all to get your pencil and paper. Please don't just listen to this broadcast and just sit there. We need your help. This is an activist show. If you're not going to do something, if you're just sitting around to hang out and listen, go to one. I will say it. I don't want you here. Go be lazy and listen to be entertained on another broadcast. But if you're going to listen to this, well, step up to the plate. If they get 500 phone calls, I know we got hundreds of listeners. We up to tens of thousands. It depends on the night and how many people listen through the internet and the phone. How many people are getting jammed by T-Mobile, which is interfering with the phone rights to be able to listen to this broadcast, and they're claiming that they don't service this number and all these other things that you can get from Verizon and other services, but T-Mobile specifically, which is owned by Deutsche Telekom of Germany, is specifically blocking access to the RBN network, so we'd have even a lot more listeners. That's why we need you people to be persistent. Get a different phone service. I can listen anytime through my Verizon service. I'm not saying Verizon's great. They're a globalist corporation, but it's the best one yet, and they don't interfere with me when I want to listen to other broadcasters on the RBN network. And most of the time, it's easier to listen over the phone than it is over the computer. So, people, here's the number. I don't have the number and the name of the judge. For some reason, they didn't send me that. I requested it. I don't have it yet. I'll have it on tomorrow's broadcast. But here's the real player, and this is more important, so this is the one I'm glad we do have. Here's the number for the Vicar General. That's V as in Victor, I-C-A-R. He's the Vicar. Okay, you can look this up. We can do a whole breakdown for our new listeners later on what the Vicar General is. I can assure you, after observing in the courts in upstate New York and across the state and reports from around the country that I have confirmed, usually through the court themselves, it's the Vicar General's office that's getting everything from Social Security settlements to people's estates after their relatives pass away to children seized by CPS are given off to the Vicar General's office, usually under the front name Catholic Charities or Catholic Family Center. Because who's going to question the church? They're about God. They love Christ, don't they? The Pope's a godly man. Isn't he his eminence just a great guy? No. Listen and watch and observe and get into it, and you people will realize that is where the power is behind the courts. And so it is imperative to call the Vicar General's office. And this guy's name is Charles Durant. D as in David, U-R-A-N-T. D, Charles Durant. Okay, now you people out there, and I'm going to give you his phone number. Y'all wanted to take a swipe at one of the Rothschilds banking establishment's front men and real executioners, but high level behind the curtain, behind the bar association who passes all the laws in the legislature, and the bar members in the witches' court enforce it. All the attorneys are members of the same bar association. It's one club passing enough statutes to make everybody a criminal and basically seize almost all our property. And in this case, they've seized Rebecca. So Charles Durant's number is 755. I'm sorry, this is a misprint because I know, hold tight, people. I know for a fact. Oh, here we go. Yes, the number is 775. That's the area code for Las Vegas. Once again, Charles Durant is the Vicar General. His number is 775-329. 9274.
I know you misspoke. That's actually the Northern Nevada, Reno, Carson City, Arrington area code, 775.
Right. Yeah, because I know the Vicar General down Vegas way is Robert Stokic. That's the Vicar General presiding over the Bundy trial in Las Vegas federal court. Sure, we're going to repeat the phone number because apparently I had a little background noise. So everybody try to go on mute real quick here. And then, of course, when you guys are talking, I'm going to mute myself as well. So Vicar General Charles Durant, 775-329-9274. His boss is the bishop. His name is Randolph Calve, C-A-L-B-E. Once again, that's Bishop Randolph Calve, C-A-L-V-E. Okay, now, if I have gotten anything wrong here, or don't yell at me tomorrow, just do your own. These should be pretty close. Charles Durant's the Vicar General, Randolph Calve, C-A-L-V-E. The only reason I'm kind of wondering is because they used a small C on his last name, but I think that was just a little typo by Lori, no big deal. But looks like Randolph Calve is the bishop, and the Vicar General is Charles Durant. You melt down their phone and fill their voicemail box. Be polite, but be firm, and just require them to put all the pressure that they can bear on the court to do a righteous, godly thing. Hey, vicar man, bishop, if you're a man of God, let's go. This woman's being unlawfully held. She was exercising her right to travel. It's been affirmed by the Supreme Court under the Thompson decision. She's being singled out because she's suing the lower courts. She has every right to do that. She has a long track record of always appearing for her matters in court. She's been in there before on both ends as a defendant and exercising her right to travel and constantly getting pulled over by the state police. And then, of course, her lawsuit that she has against the lower jurisdiction in federal court where she's bringing action against the state. And she always appears for trial. She's not going anywhere. She's got horses at home that need her attention. Let her out on her own recognizance. We'll deal with the witch's court later when she has to show up. Right now, she's got to get out. You people would want the phone calls coming in for you all out there if you were in the same situation getting dragged into the witch's prison and you couldn't get out. And you know you didn't do anything to hurt anybody and you were exercising a right they're all supposed to do. Okay, you know, I'm going to have a little talk with Rebecca and ask her if she would kind of choose to not be poking the bear in the eye so many times. Maybe consider... I hate to say this. It just turns my stomach to have to say this, but sometimes you got to give a little. And if it means that you can be way more effective as an activist by being able to drive around and not get busted all the time, you may be better off just doing what you got to do to dot the I's and cross the T's on the paper. Where I know it's a Nazi thing. I can't stand it. But what else are you going to do? You're going to drive around and immediately get pulled over, usually by the state police, because you know, maybe the sheriffs will let it slide because they're local and cool. Maybe. Usually they don't. You know, the local police are the worst at them. I mean, the smaller little towns can be the worst. They sit there behind little buildings and wait for people to go 32 or 33 in a 30. You know, just ridiculous things. So anyway, my theory is you give a little maybe, but you get a lot. If I can get down to the county courthouse and pass out jury nullification flyers on jury selection day, which I've done multiple times with incredible results, it's waking people up and it's sometimes a lot having people walk out the door of the witch's prison, i.e. the Bundy federal charge, the federal trial in Oregon, where the jurors after the trial came over to the protesters who were supporting the Bundys in their Oregon standoff and they said, hey, we got the message on jury nullification, which is that the jury has the right to judge the law as well as the facts. If the law sucks, the jury can say not guilty. It doesn't matter if somebody violated a statute or not. The statutes are all bogus, and if there's no living victim, that means a living man or living woman, there is no crime. The state cannot be a victim. You can't say because you didn't obey or have some paperwork in order that somehow there's some magic entity that's a victim. It's a lie. It's how they make money, and it's how they gain control over free people. So, anyway, people call the vicar and call the bishop. You wanted to talk to one of the Rothschild front men? Here we go. This is your chance. This is as close as you're going to get on a local level to one of the higher people behind the curtain. And once again, I've watched it happen. I've watched the surrogate courts and all across New York State give people take people right now. To this day, I know a gentleman who can't get his Social Security settlement money because the court appointed Catholic Family Center as the payee, and he can only and he has to everything he has to do go and he's disabled. And I mean, and not disabled to where he can't manage his money. He just had a physical. He had an accident. And I saw the paperwork, 17 different physical disabilities from having something fall on his chest. And, you know, so anyway, he's legitimately, he got the settlement. The court even said your Social Security settlement is approved, but you're not getting the money, sir. It's going off to Catholic Family Centers. And does anybody want to take it? And they're going to manage, they're going to hold on to your money and only give it to you if they want to. And they're going to put it, in, they don't tell you, they're going to put it in a trust and invest it and make millions on that $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 settlement. Of course, the person in question won't get any of that money, but the guess who runs the Catholic Family Center that's managing the money in Catholic Charities? The Vicar General. It's all, and it says it online. Vicar General, JCL, moderator of the Curia, Catholic Charities, Catholic Family Center, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And nobody's bashing any religion here. I'm bashing tyranny. These guys have extreme power over the court. So, I mean, what are the courts, these major judges and stuff up in upstate New York? I've seen it happen. Right in their courtroom, I watch them give away Social Security settlements to the vicar estates. I've got multiple calls from people. One girl, her father was a lawyer in Rochester, a good one. He really tried to help and defend people who were wrongly being wrongly accused. He was a good guy, made a lot of money. Had a beautiful house on the lake, multiple properties, East Avenue, the whole smash. He passed away. She comes up from Connecticut to claim his estate. They locked her up in a psychiatric institution for 30 days, and the judge issued an order that the estate could be accessed to pay for legal fees, and the attorneys came in and cleaned it out to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars, and they did it to Max Farish's kids, too. They all should have inherited about $450 million each. And after cleaning out the estate, they were left with nothing, not even a house to live in.
Isn't
that's
that
what
like felony theft by deception, felony criminal conversion by abuse of legal process?
And the judge, Edmund Calvaruso, is listed on the header as a senior partner at the law firm that he's appointing all these estates to. So he's appointing people's estates to his own law firm. And it says on the Gallo and Yuck Evangelo letterhead, Edmund Calvaruso, honorable, 202 to 2014, whatever. Oh, yeah. And he's a senior partner at the. So he's lining his own pocket from the bench and issuing orders that his attorney buddies can come in and clean out the estate. Who are you going to go to? The higher witches' court are going to circle the wagons? They all hang together. They're not going to go into federal court and get any justice. So it's very disgusting. And the vicar general runs everything. And he's very high and very powerful. Don't let them BS you and tell you, oh, we only get involved in church matters. We don't do this, that. So tell them, don't insult my intelligence. We know that you have extreme power. We've seen where the surrogate courts are sending people's property, and including children who are seized by Child Protective Services, specifically a case in Schoharie County where the woman had a child seized and given over to the Vicar General's Office of Catholic Charities to, quote-unquote, be examined. Now, I don't think ripping children out of their family. This is a fine family. It was perfectly, there was no abuse or neglect by the mother, okay? I can tell, I've talked to her personally many times. She's perfectly coherent. She didn't dot the I's and cross the T's on some court orders, then became in contempt, not even intentionally, and lost her children. They were sent right off to be a quote-unquote, and they use the word examined in the paperwork, by the Vicar General's office. Managing the largest pedophile network in the world, the Catholic Pharisee priesthood. Go ahead, Chris.
Is that word examined code for sexually violated, sexualized, indoctrinated into adult sex by babies and children, like they've been doing at the Jesuit Catholic churches with all their pedophilic priests forever, and then cover them up, rotate them from one church to the other so they can hide their crimes?
Yes. The answer is absolutely, and I, you know, I'm glad you said it. You know, I was assuming that our listeners steady, you know, or it would be obvious, yeah. But yeah, no, we're sending children off to of the largest pedophile network in the world, which is the Vatican priesthood, found documented. I've got the paperwork. We'll have to revisit it tomorrow if we have to. A priest raped over 30 children, gave them all AIDS. He had AIDS, gave it to all the children he raped, and the Pope is giving him a pass. Well, we have to be forgiving. God's path is wide now. It's not straight away, narrow as the gate. No, it's wide now. We have to be forgiving and accept all the... God, we have to accept different kinds of love. He's calling raping little boys and by the priest. He's calling that love, different kinds of love that we have to start being accepting. You tell me this guy's a man of the Creator or somehow a righteous person. I mean, it's absurd. So, yeah, that's exactly what that's exactly what's happening. We're coming up to the top of the hour. I'm going to repeat the information to do a phone blitz for Rebecca Barrington. We got to get her out of jail. So, people, hang with us. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer on the RBN Network with Gary and Chris. We'll be right back after this break.
I hear your voice softly calling. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.